I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If the world started going, pfft, you never know. We're in the post-apocalyptic future right now, it seems. Tongue in cheek, but if it did start going badly, like the apocalypse, whether it's zombies, Y2K, asteroids, nuclear, whatever.
Just everything, society's falling apart.
Yeah.
Or infrastructure is falling apart, whatever.
A new poll found that a third of people believe they would be amongst the last standing humans.
Of course.
A third. Now, that's not true at all.
No, that's too many. That's too many to believe that they would be among the last.
Okay, let's say eventually it's going to get down to 1 million people on Earth. Sounds like a lot, but compared to the 8 billion right now.
Okay, so it's a serious pruning.
It's a, you know, all that's left is a city smaller than Nashville, which is a nice size city, but compared to the Earth population. Hot Wings, how close are you getting?
Oh, I mean, I think I'd be okay for a few days, but I don't have real survival skills.
Yeah.
Like if the, you know, if it was like the electrical grid or something and it was a matter of just, you know, staying warm, I could probably find ways to do that. But if I had to get food or, I don't know, live underground for 2 years because the atmosphere was dirty or something, there's no way. I don't know.
First thing I would do is begin emotional eating and consume all of the food that I have in my house that I'm going to need.
Yeah.
I'm sad. Give me more food. These Cheez-Its will keep the apocalypse at bay.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, how long are you lasting?
I think I do pretty well.
You do?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I'm a scrapper.
More details, please, because so far you're just saying, I don't want to die.
Can you hunt?
Yeah, because I could say I'm a scrapper.
Sure.
You can?
Do you have a gun to
hunt?
But
do you know how to, like,
I'll get one.
How to field dress an animal and, like, what parts you can eat and what parts you can't.
Can't be that hard, though.
So let me get this straight, Steve. The apocalypse starts to go down. You see it on TV. Mm-hmm. That's when you go to the gun store to buy a gun that you're going to start hunting with?
I said I would get one. I didn't say necessarily I would go to the store to buy one.
Surely someone as scrappy as you must have a plan, Scrappy-Doo. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? What's your plan to get the gun?
I'm going to get a gun, man.
How?
Just leave me alone.
You got a green thumb then? Say you can't get a gun. You got a green thumb? Don't you hate gardening?
It's not the best.
You're so dead.
Yeah.
You're so dead.
You're as
right
dead
there
as
with
hot
me.
Wings.
Yeah, you're going to be like me. You're going to be good for, you know, a little while.
Mm. No, I'll be fine. I'm not going to be the last one.
People are going to get to your garage and see that stupid busted Jeep in there and be like, oh, somebody already ransacked this place. There's nothing good in there.
That thing is the perfect apocalypse vehicle.
Yeah, it's already weathered.
No.
It's got apocalypse patina already.
Yeah, everyone will look at it and be like, well, surely the owner of that has been dead for 30 years. Look at that thing.
You know, that's the day, though, that you realized it was the day after you planned on actually getting gas again. And you're like, damn it, man.
Kelly, how long are you living?
On my own, I'm not. I'm not the type of person that's going to live through an apocalypse. I don't want to.
I was going to say that. I don't want to. It sounds terrible.
Sounds like a struggle. It's like being a pilgrim all over again, and that sounded terrible before. I might just off myself so I don't have to worry about it. The moment that meteorite falls into my neighborhood, I'm just going to go stand right in the flames. Just take me.
A few weeks ago, when I got to the Residence Inn in Birmingham before the game, they told me that their cable was out for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to keep going after that,
much less
you tell me people are coming in a you know, big horde of people trying to murder me.
Yeah, I'm real big on giving up. Like, if it ain't working, give up.
Yeah.
Why not? I'm too damn old to be like, I'm going to fight for this. Now, if I were with my husband, who hunts and farms. I can't even call it a garden. It's a farm.
Whatever.
I would survive for a very long time. He has all kinds of
weight.
Stuff.
Yeah, he'd probably have to take you out.
Shut up. He's got a whole basement filled with jarred veggies and stuff like that.
Ugh.
And
I would rather die.
And then when you're starving, you're going to be like, man, I wish I wouldn't have said, I would probably survive, although I wouldn't want to live through it. I'd be like, this blows.
Can you imagine after your 60th jar of lecture salsa and this is the best syrup? I would want to find a tree to eat.
Yeah.
You shut your mouth. There's squash down there. There's green beans. There's all kinds of good stuff.
I hate all the wet vegetables, though.
I love green beans. Yeah, they are all wet vinegar vegetables.
Maitland, how long are you lasting?
Ooh. I'd say long enough to give me hope that I'd make it to the end, but I don't. So I'd say probably 3 or 4 days. Be like, okay, we got this.
Until your blind optimism wore out.
Yes.
And then you'd have a very harsh come to Jesus moment with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The second part of this survey, 33% said they thought they'd make it to the bitter end. That seems very unlikely.
Yeah.
They got that dumb confidence like Steve.
Yeah.
Totally thinking that.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I might do okay amongst people my age and older. But there's too many young and strong right, people that could take me out.
So we're cutting it up by demographic.
I think demographically speaking, I think I would do okay.
Yeah, Hot Wings and Shaq, the other 60-year-olds.
Yeah.
Quick, we need tissues. As long as they're not those stupid Kleenex.
Yeah. I was like, I had all of this stuff, but I didn't like the packaging.
Yeah.
Dear Kleenex, you don't even have an address anymore. I'm still writing you.
I don't know why, but the Dear Kleenex thread. As though he's writing angry letters because of their busy boxes. What, for Paisley?
If I could write, I would.
All right, who would you want to be? They asked people who they'd want their celebrity apocalypse survival buddy to be.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen?
Oh, God, no.
Are you kidding me?
He would be somebody that would actually be helpful.
No, I told you, I'm giving up. I am not trying.
You would alternative medicinally make it to the very end quite happily.
Well, and this is the end. He survives. Spoiler.
Oh, he does. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You don't want Michael Cera. That guy.
See,
you don't want him.
That's the frustrating thing about apocalypse is stupid people survive. So I'm set, and I don't even want to be there. Like, I don't even want to live through it, and I guarantee you just out of pure stupidity, I live. I choose Seth Rogen as a joke, and we end up making it, and then we've got to be lovers so we can populate the earth again.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and then it's just idiocracy all over.
God, it would just be terrible.
Bunch of hairy girls with boy laughs.
Oh, man. Well, I'm taking Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls?
Nobody will lie their way through the apocalypse like that guy.
Yeah, but he knows more than me, and he's more survival-y than anyone else I know.
Guys, not a single woman made the top 10. People are, just didn't pick one. Number one is The Rock.
He did really well in Jumanji.
He did.
He's big, but I don't know if he has real survival skills. You know what I mean? He was a wrestler and a football player, and he's a good actor, but I don't know if he knows how to skin a rabbit.
Yeah, is he going to kill zombies by shoving egg white omelets down their throat? What's going on?
Mm. Yeah, was it funny? It was chunky. I'm just here for you to bench press me.
Superman was third.
That's stupid. Well, yes. Okay. Oh, I didn't know I get to choose Superman.
Yeah. All right. I choose God. There. Yeah. It's like rock, paper, scissors, wild card. I'm winning every time.
Mm-hmm.
But God killed a lot of people.
Not in the apocalypse.
Yeah. In the Bible.
Well, the people that he was on their side mostly did okay.
He literally caused a lot of murders.
No, that's human choice. Number two was Chuck Norris. He's like 90 years old. He ain't doing anything for you in apocalypse. What's he going to do? Sell you home gym equipment?
Yeah. Dye his hair black? I don't want Chuck Norris.
Is that what he does now?
Yeah.
Home gym equipment?
That's all he does.
I thought you were talking about
dyeing his hair black. I was like, you better not. That little ginger better stay red the rest of his life.
His hair is unnaturally dark for a man of his age and stature.
It is not, I believe, natural.
John Cena was fourth.
Oh, I do like him.
After Superman, but ahead of MacGyver, another fictional character.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, choosing fictional.
That person might as well have picked Steve.
Might as well.
At least you have actual boring fix-it skills.
You comparing me to MacGyver?
No, I'm comparing. Yeah, the fictional person
like
who can't do anything.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
I'd take real you over fictional Superman.
Who would you want to be? trying to survive the apocalypse with? Hot wings. Maitland or Elon Musk?
Simple.
Maitland. She's more fun. And Elon Musk, I don't think he actually knows how to... I don't think he could survive.
He would annoy the hell out of
you. He's a big idea person, but I don't think he can actually build stuff. So I might as well at least be amused with somebody who I actually know already.
Mm-hmm. What if he offered you a seat in his rocket and you guys went to space and avoided the apocalypse?
Yeah, but where are you going to go to?
Space.
Space.
She just said
he's
that.
He's got a space.
There's like
he's
infinite
got a space
places
layer.
You can go there, supposedly.
It's like the most places.
Yeah.
But there's no destination.
There's holes that are black there.
You're just
going to
die in space. I'd rather die on Earth than die in the coldness of space.
He's got a base set up somewhere.
Yeah,
you
doesn't.
Know it.
Plus,
he has
a baby. One of your hot takes was like how you just like to drive with no plan to get anywhere.
No.
This is infinity driving.
No. Plus, I would rather perish on Earth than be in a rocket.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be with Maitland, too, for sure.
Hell no. I want to die in a rocket.
Kelly, who would you rather be apocalypse buddies with, Steve or Ted Cruz?
Steve, hands down.
I just wanted Steve to get a win.
Hands down.
I'm telling you, the MacGyver comparison, I took that as a compliment.
Oh.
It doesn't matter how you deliver it.
I didn't mean it that way.
It does not matter. Perception is reality. I perceived it as a compliment.
Could you imagine getting stuck with Ted Cruz, that penguin-looking man?
He might be great, though.
But
I doubt it.
I bet he has his own Senate hatchet.
I feel like he smells like stale bread. You know, like when you open it up and you know there's mold, but you just can't see it.
I saw him in the press box at Texas A&M. He smelled like, it reminded me of Old Spice from my dad when I was a kid.
Sounds about right.
I don't know if that's what it was, but that's what it reminds me.
Just lie and say he'd stick around and help you and then try to fly to Mexico.
That's true.
Maybe you go with him.
He might know the best places to hide out in Mexico.
Yeah,
though.
Maybe he gets to go in that death mountain in Nevada that everybody gets to go to in the government if things go bad.
He might be useful.
I don't think that's what they call it, death mountain. No
one
wants to go there.
They call it life mountain.
Is that the one where Jeff Bezos is building a big cuckoo clock or something? It's going to count down.
In New Mexico, I think.
It counts down to the end of the world.
For like 10,000 years. Maitland, you have to go through the apocalypse, but you can only choose two members of the show to go with you, sacrificing the other two to a fiery, painful, horrific death.
Oh damn.
Who's going with you? Who you sending home?
Choose wisely.
I think I'm going to take Steve.
Yes!
For the MacGyver tendencies that I think would come in very handy. And then
his little hands could carry as many as one coconut at a time.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I have more tools than
it'll
Steve.
It'll be me and another person. Plus, we can hide out in Steve's new shed garage.
It's a garage. That sounds great.
I have a pole barn with a bigger garage door.
Yeah, Steve has a small door on the front.
Yeah.
He thinks it's big because he measured it. It's 28 hands tall.
Right. I have two garage doors.
Boy, if there is one thing that the audience agrees on, it's that I didn't put a big enough door on my garage.
Everyone who sees a photo of Steve's shed thinks the door is too small, and we all agree, but we're too afraid to tell him.
Yeah, he made it the right size for his hands.
I don't drive a tank. How big of a door do I need?
Right, so you can't prepare with an apocalypse-style vehicle.
Yeah, you drove your little tyke in and out of there, and it fit just fine. Your little scramble legs.
I can put an RV in mine.
Okay, so Maitland, you're taking Steve.
Yes.
That leaves you to choose two of the three out of me, Hot Wings, and Kelly to die.
I'm taking Kelly.
Yeah, I have a painting on my garage door. Boom, suck it.
Yeah, oh, I think it'll stop any post-apocalyptic monsters, and they'll be like, wow, that's pretty. Bet nothing's bad happening in there.
So you guys are just going to spend your days whittling away time inside two boring, stupid garages?
Boring.
Who's going to provide for you?
So you want to stay in the person's house who has the most dangerous things happening around it when there's not an apocalypse.
Yeah. Don't go to her house for safety now.
I'm surviving that, Maitland. Yeah. I have survival skills. You're right, Hot Wings. Yes. It is a dangerous place to live.
I agree.
And I'm living.
Kelly's basically living in an apocalypse and thriving.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
When Kelly goes hiking, we could figure out foraging together.
I can gather. I know which mushrooms will kill you, which ones will make you trip, and which ones you can eat.
And I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms
the
are
eating
great.
Ones. I've never tried the fun ones.
Well, it won't be long now.
Right? I'd rather have a psychotic break in the middle of an apocalypse,
you know,
than when I need my brain
to start hitting more hallucinogens. Is
absolutely.
That absolutely like, what do I have to lose? Yeah,
right.
I'd love to imagine something different.
I can't believe you chose the person who said they want to die.
That's another good strategy. More food for mate.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, you can sacrifice me and I ain't even mad about it. Just take me out. You take me with you. And then when you need me gone, I will volunteer as tribute. I don't want to do this. Well, I don't want to rebuild.
Zombies are like, we said a virgin.
Yeah. I was gonna, wouldn't it be more useful just to have a few chickens?
So you're saying as long as
I can lay an egg.
Yeah. As long as
yeah,
we give
they
you
have breasts.
You know what? You're right. But I have personality.
Are you making up for it in smiles? Well, nobody's picking me. I don't care. Boob size or what? I still am not getting picked. Even with my ample bosom. Milky and white. You guys want to play the initials game next?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yeah, sure.
Almost said, who gives a bleep?
See, those are
not
the moments
to
be
silly,
we should
but
get
just
through.
Because that's the mood. All right. Congratulations, Steve, on your imminent survival.
Thank you.
What about mine?
You're the worst decision maker I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You're just jealous.
You'll be dead in a minute.
That's absolutely true. I'm jealous. It's probably who I'd have picked.